And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. Well, it seems like pickleball is sweeping the nation, and apparently that craze has come to Half Moon Bay and the coastside. So we have two pickleball enthusiasts with us in the studio today, Rick Southern and Mara Krast. And I believe there is a event coming up in the next few days that is noteworthy. And Rick, why don't you tell us about that?
Actually, I'm going to let Mara tell you about that because she's kind of our membership chairman and our marketing director.
Thank you very much, Rick. We have a really exciting three-day event coming up in August. We're going to kick that weekend off on Friday, August 21st at Cunha, which is where our new courts are located, which we're so excited to share with the community. On Friday, we're going to be introducing Cunha students to pickleball, and we're going to have a session from about 3:30 to 4:30 after school, and we're going to be inviting all the Cunha kids and parents who might be interested to come down to the courts. We'll be providing some quick instruction. We'll have some fun giveaways for the kids. We're hoping to also get a little staff versus students play going, so Rick's working on that. Then on Saturday, we are going to have our big ribbon cutting. And yes, folks, we're going to have those big giant scissors out, and we're cutting ribbon at our pickleball courts. That's at 11 o'clock, and we're going to have some local dignitaries. And Rick here, who is our president of the board, will be attending as well. And we're hoping to get lots of pickleballers out on that day. And then following that, we're going to have some demonstration and an open play and a food truck. So please make sure you come out. We have a great food truck. And then on Saturday, we're going to be having our inaugural tournament. So this is for
Sunday.
I've got really excited about Saturday. Yeah. And then on Sunday, the 23rd, we're going to have a tournament. We'll have it for all levels, so beginners, intermediate, and advanced. So don't be shy. And that is going to be going on from about 8:30 in the morning until about 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Now, Rick gave me a little bit of background as to how this all came about. And I understand that this has evolved over 6 years in the making, and the cost has been $70,000 in court improvements, which has been funded entirely by the Coastside Pickleball community. Did you have fundraising events to get this $70,000? How did you muster that amount of money?
So in terms of the years, six is probably conservative. I think I saw a picture of a number of pickleball players with their paddles before the school board in 2017. So I figure close to 10 years. We brought some money in. I think the success of getting this put together was partly the involvement of two retired people. We don't have jobs, me and Dave Houston. So we were able to just chip away and chip away and chip away and chip away and wear down the opposition, who are now collaborating with. That would be the Boys and Girls Club in the school district. And our proposal was that we actually fund some improvements to the courts if they allowed us more access to the courts. And that was a deal that got done. We were told we should be an organization in order to codify a lot of this stuff. And so we formed an organization in April, filed with the Secretary of State, and became Coastside Pickleball Club. In terms of the funding, we did some fundraisers, and I'd say we had over 50 members of the community contributing $50, $100. One family contributed $2,500, one contributed $4,000, and we made up the rest.
So with the courts being revamped and expanded, how many people do you think can play at one time on those courts?
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. We have 12 courts. Four players per court. Do the math, Jim. 12 times four, 48. We got 48 people rolling at one time. And when we have our tournament coming up, we may indeed have 48 people rolling at one time.
So the question for me is, what is the spark that has created this craze, if you will, for pickleball? Because every place I go, Kathy and I went to an event in Palm Desert. The hotel that we were staying at, I took a walk in the morning doing a little exercise, and I walked in the back, And all of a sudden, there was this massive pickleball courts back there, you know, with a big sign, pickleball, pickleball. I mean, why is everybody excited about pickleball?
Oh, I think we can each add something to this. For me, I think it's a part of it is a natural age progression. Even though a lot of young people are super good, super quick, and really take to it because it's very easy to learn. From an age standpoint, there's a lot of tennis players that are slowing down a little bit. So they move into pickleball or they decide to play pickleball and they enjoy it more than tennis because it's a little more accessible. And then after you're done with pickleball, then you go to bocce ball and then you migrate to the television and then you check out. And that's kind of the progression.
Well, thank you for sharing that. You know, now I know what I have to look forward to, right?
Right. You have the trifecta. I think that one of the things that makes it so appealing is that it is easy to learn. It takes years to become proficient in tennis and to be able to feel that you can really play well. And it takes a little more work to get a foursome together as well. With pickleball, it is an easier sport to learn and it's an easier sport to enjoy right from the beginning. There's a lot less frustration with it. I play with my kids who are in their late 20s and early 30s. We have a lot of folks whose kids are playing now. But I think it's because it's easy. And I'll tell you what, it is so much fun. I don't think I ever laughed as much on a tennis court. And I was a lifetime tennis person. If you had told me 6 years ago that I would be a pickleball player, I'm not sure I would believe you. It is so much fun. People are good. It's just something about us pickleheads. We're great.
Do you find the demographic what would you say is the average age of the pickleball player?
Gosh, I don't know what the statistics are, but it's probably people, like if you're talking about the average, probably 50s. But again, that means you've got people, you know, that are high school and middle school age and folks. I mean, we have some folks who are playing with it that are 80 and 90. We all know staying active is so important, but I love it. You can see it's an intergenerational sport, which you can't always do in tennis either. And like I said, I love tennis. I still love the smell of a new can of tennis balls, but I think the beauty of pickleball is that you can play it intergenerationally and that it's easy to pick up.
I guess with any sport, you always have people that are extremely competitive. And do you find that in pickleball as well? I mean, people that are out to crush you, I will win.
Well, you get all types, right? And I think you choose your skill level to play with generally. And if you play with people that are a little better than you, then you get a little bit better. And if you play with people that aren't quite as good, you're a little more gentle. I just think it's everybody gets along well out there. And there are very few people that I run into that just want to stomp you.
Bang.
Because it's not fun for them either. So that's one of the things that makes pickleball a really fun sport.
Now, earlier you talked about the fact that you formed an organization to get this started, what, a 501(c) type of thing?
That's a good guess. We initially applied as a 501(c) and found out that, no, we're really a 501(c)(7), which is a social club. So we've been going through some legal issues trying to get that all straightened out. And I'll tell you, things do not move fast in Sacramento, but we're working on it. Yes, we are a nonprofit and we're a social club.
Now, if a person is listening to this and they want to know more about your organization, your social club, if you will,
yeah.
do you folks have a website at all? Have you gone that far yet in your evolution?
That's a great question, Jim. We've gone very far. And we do have a website, coastsidepickleball.com. We have a link on the site, a button that you can join, another button that you can enter the tournament. We have coastsidepickleball@gmail.com where you can send any questions, any suggestions.
I assume that for the novice, for the person who doesn't know much about this, that you would certainly invite them to observe some of these festivities that are coming up, even if they just kind of stand on the side and watch people play the pickleball.
I'll go one step further than that. It's really important for us to add new members, to introduce new people to the community. So we just held two events. We held a Learn to Play event where we invited people. They had to join, which is $75 for the year. They had to join Coastside Pickleball Club for insurance purposes, but we provided 3 weekly lessons to take anybody if they'd never played before, if they were just starting to play, to teach them the fundamentals. So at the end of 3 weeks, they were able to play in the community. We just held a Boys and Girls Club camp where Dave Houston, one of our instructors, worked with the Boys and Girls Club every day for a week, introducing them to pickleball too. So we're all about growing this in the community.
Okay, well, a quick review as we wrap up our interview. The event is a three-day event starting on a Friday, which is the
21st.
The 21st, mm-hmm. And going Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be what time will that be?
So the Friday event is after school. It's going to be at Cunha, so at 3:30, school lets out, I think, at 3 or 3:15. So the kids should migrate over the courts by 3:30. The Saturday event, the ribbon cutting, starts at 11.
Well, I certainly plan to be there on one of those days, watching and observing what's going on.
Would you like to be part of the exhibition? Can I give you a paddle? Do you have court shoes? Would you like to go out and bat the ball around with Mark Newton or with Principal Guzman?
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. You know, I haven't reached the couch and television stage yet, so I guess I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes when I look in the mirror, I say, who is this person, right? You know.
Well, if you're pre-bocce ball, we got a paddle for you.
Anyway, thank you guys for coming in. It's been a pleasure visiting with you, and we look forward to a successful event coming up.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
If you are interested in learning more about this popular sport, or if you are already enjoying pickleball but would like to get together with others of like mind, then you need to visit CoastsidePickleball.com. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.